to chair for the day. I think last time we actually went through most of the submissions. There were only three submissions outstanding. And we are actually supposed to get opinions from our legal, from the legal division on those three outstanding submissions. Advocate Adhikari, can you just indicate to us what the position is as far as that is concerned?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The situation as it is that the acting chief legal advisor is Advocate Macholo Dube, and she has agreed to the allocation amongst five of the legal advisors. The one legal advisor has been given study leave, and I had no idea last week when I presented to this committee that we would have the three presented today, that she was still going to be on course or away from office today. And her instruction has been, despite being off on study leave, to prepare her three and to do the presentation today. I am just informed that she will not come because she's still attending a course. So I'm sorry, more than that, I'm unable to tell this committee. In the meantime, what I've done with those that we presented last week was to tidy them up somewhat and also just to underline the recommendations, because many of the submissions had more than one issue raised per submission, so it would be easier to pick out where the issues are and just to tidy up a bit of grammar and so on.
Yes, I think that we have to put on record that it is really unacceptable that, you know, that legal advisor is not present here today to give the opinion on those three outstanding matters. That was clearly the outstanding matters that this meeting had to deal with today, and it was made very clear last week that she has to be here and has to give the opinion as far as those matters are concerned. So I don't think we can just leave it at that. We will, you know, we have to indicate our strong objection as far as that is concerned, that she is not here today, and that we can therefore, this committee's time is wasted in the sense that we cannot deal with those outstanding opinions and submissions. As far as the submissions are concerned, we don't have a quorum today, so we won't be in a position to take final decisions, but I think there was a suggestion that was made by Mr. Jeffries last week, which basically was that we need these submissions to be divided into two groups, one with two subdivisions. The one is clear indication of the submissions where no constitutional amendment is required, and a second category that is a clear indication of matters or submissions that would require constitutional amendment, and then under that category two subcategories, which is the ones that we can dispense of, in the sense that as a committee, we do not see our way open to do those or to recommend those constitutional amendments. And then another subcategory where we could indeed consider constitutional amendments and that we should further consider. I think that what we actually asked was that our researcher look into that for us and see whether we can do that kind of categorization. Is the document of that nature available? Is it available? Has everybody received that document? Have the members received that document? Yeah.
It was sent yesterday morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, there is a document that has been made available that has, it's dated 14 August, and it says summary of 2008 submissions to the Constitutional Review Committee. That is another, yeah, that is... Yes. No, I must say there is a really, we really have a lot of confusion in terms of all the documents we have now. Can the Secretary also just take a seat, please? There is a document that I haven't seen before and that I've received just now that is dated 21st of August 2008, draft overview of 2008 submissions to the Constitutional Review Committee.
We get that document, the rest of it, your privilege, Chair.
Yes. Is this document available?
Yes, I mailed it yesterday, and the assistant has got some. I mailed some back to everybody yesterday.
You know, I don't know if I'm the only one, but I certainly got no documents, and I inquired from Dr. Yuval, and he had nothing. Wouldn't it have been better if we had the documents in advance to look at? I really don't know what's lying in front of me. You'll have to guide us through the documents.
Mr. Bergman?
Yeah, Chair, I think that we made the point last Friday for references of the committee section that any... For future purposes, if they table documents, it must be correctly indexed with proper headings and so on. I mean, again, this Friday, it's again a continuation of the same. So I think really it makes it impossible really to process it professionally. So I think we must really deal with that issue as well.
Yeah, no, thank you. The situation is really... unacceptable. Yeah. I think what we should do is just I'm going to adjourn the meeting for 2 minutes, and then we just see how we can take this forward, because there is so much confusion about the documents that are available and that are not available, and which the correct documents are, and so on, that that we need to clarify that. So let's adjourn the meeting for 5 minutes, and then we see how we can take it forward.
Couldn't be of any value, otherwise a flash in the pan, as it were.
Okay, Francois, can I ask you to... Because there's no...
Where is the committee? Who's taking minutes? Can you get her now?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
there are too many problems from the committee side at these meetings. The last meeting last week, I don't know how many minutes we spent on the issue of whether there were notices given for the meeting. And the meeting before that, I mean, well, I missed a couple of meetings because I did get notice very late, I think a Thursday afternoon for a meeting on the Friday. So there's the whole admin side of the notification of the meetings. Then the problem that we found in with this meeting, we asked for two things, or we were here for two things. One was to get the remaining three the opinions on the legal legal opinions on the last three submissions. We had a report why that has not come, and that itself is a problem which needs to be looked into, where the person is not available, apparently on study leave, and not known that they were on study leave at the time the undertaking was given last week. But the other thing that we asked for last week was we wanted a summary of the submissions, and as you'd raised at the start of the meeting, whether the submission required a constitutional amendment or not, so we could start refining what we needed to look at, discarding those that don't need constitutional amendments, because lots of people make submissions about laws that they want changed, not about constitutional amendments. And then once we had those that required constitutional amendments, we could start applying our minds to whether there were things that we had dealt with before, like the death penalty, which is a common one, whether there were ones that required further processing. Now, when we come to the meeting, there's no document. After much sort of pushing and shoving, we finally get a document. And the document that gets given out is one that has draft at the top. It starts with summary, and it starts, if you look at the bottom, it's page 21. I mean, I can pass it to Ms. Nene and Mr. Deutsch. So we then had said we want, well, where's the full document? And that finally now has been produced at 10. The document is dated yesterday. I think I'd understood that it was available yesterday morning. So it could have and should have been circulated to members, at least by last night. So really the bottom line is that, I mean, this would be my view. I mean, other members can agree, disagree. But we actually cannot continue working like this. Each meeting is a problem of notification, it's a problem of documentation. And it means that we cannot effectively do our work. So we've got the House Chair Committees, Mr. Deutsch, who's kindly agreed to come and sit in. We've got Ms. Nene, who was on her way to another meeting, who's head of committee section, who's also gone out of her way to come here. I'm glad that they are here, but I think we should be saying to them as the committee, we actually can't carry on unless drastic steps are taken to resolve these problems.
Thank you very much. Is there any other input as far as this is concerned? Yeah, no, I think the situation with regard to the documents can only be described as chaotic. And I think one should, if all the committee members would agree to that, we should accept Mr. John Jeffrey's recommendation, which basically is that this problem needs to be sorted out. The committee section needs to sort it out for us. And that, you know, only after that has been done, we will be able to reconvene and continue with our work. So the recommendation in essence is then to adjourn this meeting now and not to continue with it, as we are clearly not in a position to, Mr. Deutsch.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Let me firstly apologize for the kind of support that the committee is not getting, the adequate support that it is entitled to. Together with the committee section, the management of the committee section and myself will work out a support structure and be discussing it with yourself as acting chair, and we'll keep the chairperson informed as well. And we'll work with you on sorting out all the administrative stuff, such as the documents, and we'll make sure that adequate support is provided to you as a matter of urgency. But once again, let me apologize that you've had to adjourn an important meeting like this, especially given the status of this particular committee, that it's a requirement in the Constitution that we have a committee like this, let alone the rules of Parliament. This is a very serious incident that happened, and I must apologize, but rest assured that we'll put something together and we'll be in touch with you. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lodge, and thank you very much also for attending this meeting, you and Zanele. We really appreciate it, and really appreciate the fact that you have come at such short notice to help us to resolve these problems. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.